Greetings. I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's daily devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's word and abide with Christ. Our focus today, John chapter 9, verses 35 through 41. I want us to begin today, as we always do, though, with a word of praise. The psalmist said, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised." So what is something for which we can praise God today? I want us to praise God today for his righteousness. Now, righteousness is really a combination of at least three other wonderful attributes of God. Righteousness includes God's moral perfection. He never does anything wrong. He never violates his own standard. He is morally perfect. Secondly, he is just. And third, he is faithful. You put all three of those together and you end up with the righteousness of God. We want to praise him for his righteousness. Psalm 89:14 says, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne." So we praise you, Lord, today for your righteousness. Now let's turn to our Bible study. We've been continuing now this story of Jesus healing the blind man, and we've focused a number of daily devotions right here. We've seen the miracle. We've seen the response of the Pharisees because Jesus performed the miracle on the Sabbath. We've seen the fear of the parents of the man who had been healed of blindness. We've seen a conversation between the Pharisees and the healed man. And now we come to a conversation between the healed man and Jesus. And in a real sense, this is the highlight of the entire account. This is where the most important thing happens. So let's read. Verse 35, "Jesus heard that they had thrown the man out, and when he found him, he asked him, 'Do you believe in the Son of Man?'" And so the Jewish leaders, they throw this man out because he continued to say that Jesus had healed him. And so Jesus finds him and asks the question, "Do you believe in me?" Verse 36, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" he asked. And so the man is very open to believing in the Messiah. He just still is not certain who that is. Verse 37, "Jesus answered, 'You have seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking to you.'" The blind man had been given physical sight. Now he is being given spiritual sight. Jesus said, "The one you ask about, you see him. I am he." Verse 38, "I believe, Lord," he said, and he worshiped him. The encounter with Jesus, I want you to notice, there was an encounter between this formerly blind man and Jesus, and just that encounter didn't save the man. And then the blind man, formerly blind man, received the blessing of Jesus. Jesus healed him, but that still did not save him. So what was the trigger for his salvation? It wasn't the encounter with Jesus. It wasn't even the blessing of Jesus. It was when he believed in Jesus, according to verse 38. And he didn't just believe in him, as in he assented to the facts of Jesus, but he worshiped him. He revered him. He had affection for him. And so when that happened, he was saved. Look at verse 39. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, in order that those who do not see will see, and those who do see will become blind." Now, this can be confusing because we learned back in John chapter 3 that Jesus didn't come to judge. So is that true or not? Well, it is true. Jesus didn't come to judge. Jesus came to save. But in some being separated for salvation through belief, others are being separated for condemnation or judgment. Now, Jesus' message, he says here, is liberating to those who admit they need it and those who embrace it. But Jesus' message is condemning for those who don't think they need it. And we'll see that repeated in the next couple of verses. Verse 40, some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and asked him, "We aren't blind too, are we?" Verse 41, Jesus replies, "If you were blind, you wouldn't have sin. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." And so some of the Pharisees, they overhear this and they have some questions. And here's what Jesus teaches. Those who admit their spiritual blindness, those people can call out for the Lord to give them spiritual sight. If you understand you're lost, then you can call out for Jesus to save you. But if you don't realize that you're spiritually blind, if you don't recognize that you're lost in your sin, then you can't call out and your sin remains. Now, what does this teach us? Well, there's much to learn in this long encounter, in this long dialogue between the blind man and Jesus and the Pharisees and the parents and then Jesus again. But here's what I want you to take away. What was the one thing that stood in the way of the Pharisees coming to Christ? The one thing that stood in the way is they didn't see their own sin. They had so much pride that they couldn't see their own need. They were so close to God's salvation, but they didn't recognize it. The advantage the blind man has was that he saw his need. First, he saw his physical need, and then that led him to see his spiritual need. We should pray that the Lord will help us to always remember how badly we need him. Pray that the Lord will help you always to have a humble assessment of who you are and how much you need the Lord. Listen, I want us to end with a challenge for Thanksgiving. Psalm 50 verse 14 says to offer to God our thanksgiving. So here's one thing to thank God for today. Thank God for your church. Thank God that he has given you a church, hopefully where they preach God's word, where people love and care for you, where you can assemble to learn more about God and to praise God with your faith family. Thank the Lord for your local church. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.